Mavris strikes out Trevor Story to end the Colorado threat.
Part of a magical 2018 playoff run for the Milwaukee Brewers that ended one win away from a World Series appearance. Expecting a little 98-mile-an-hour heat from Jeremy Jeffress during Friday's Brewers alumni game at American Family Field. JJ joins us on the line. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, bud. How we doing?
Get out and fire some gas. Are you going to be pitching at this alumni game? Do you know what your role is yet?
Now, you said 98 miles an hour. Let's subtract about 20, 25, and we'll get it there.
Okay. But are you going to be relied on to pitch? I think that was a big question. Like, wait a minute. Are pitchers going to throw?
I might, man. We'll see. It's a little draft, so, I mean, if they draft too many pitches, then I might not have to.
Okay. So is this schoolyard-style draft? So you don't know what team you're on yet, right?
No, I don't. I thought I did at first, but, you know, it switched it up on me, so we'll see what happens.
Well, this is going to be a really fun night. So the Brewers, if you look at your schedule, they got a 3:10 game on Friday, which is a very rare start time for a home game, but it's because of this alumni game featuring roughly 30 Brewers alumni. Has the trash-talking begun yet on this, Jeremy? I guess that in some respects you could be trash-talking someone who will be on your team, but I think everybody's vying to show that they're still in shape a little bit.
Yeah, everybody's just worried about that. We're just trying to have the Advil ready. You know, we can't even warm up, you know, get in the hot tub or anything. But everybody's, you know, we're talking a little bit, but you know my guy Eddie Cedar's down there doing his little inside scoop and seeing who's ready and prepared and all that stuff, who's been throwing and all that. But, you know, I guess the guys are just coming to see what's going to happen.
Hey, when you heard they were doing this alumni game, and I'm sure you're aware they did the kind of alumni home run derby last year, and that was a huge success. So, you know, knowing they were doing the game again this year, did you know you wanted to be involved right away?
Yeah, for sure. I got a bunch of calls, a couple text messages to see how I was doing, what I was up to. And when I came out here to the Vince Lombardi golf tournament, you know, someone made sure they asked me if I can join. And I was, man, excited and well pleased to come out, you know, because I missed the guys.
Well, you had such a great run with the Brewers, Jeremy. I think if people remember you, of course, in 2018 was a magical year. I don't know if people remember that you had a stint with a couple of other teams, but it just feels like your name is synonymous with Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Does it feel that way to you, even though you did play for Texas and even finished with that team to the South?
Yeah, no, Milwaukee's always been my home, man. I'm telling you, since you guys drafted me. You know, leaving and coming back a couple times, and it's always been, you know, a blessing to come back to somewhere, you know, the team knows you and raise you up through the minor leagues. But yeah, I feel like I'm very much a Milwaukee Brewer for sure.
I know you said obviously getting to see the guys and coming back is probably going to be the highlight, but anything else you're kind of looking forward to as you will be back here in town?
Just more of the trash talk, but more of the trash talk with the guys. But you know, playing golf. I always love playing golf here. A couple of places, me and you know, Axitelli played this morning. I'm over at Ironwood. But every time I come back, golfing and definitely getting out to get some food is a couple of things I'm making sure I do.
You know, I know it feels like home to you and so many. And you know, you had the formative years of your career here. Does it feel like you've been removed from baseball for 6 years? I mean, your last year you pitched was with the Cubs in 2020. Does it feel like ancient history? Does it feel like yesterday?
It does kind of feel like coming back definitely makes it feel like yesterday. But when you get out on the field and getting the running and throwing, it's been a while since I've been on the diamond. But, you know, coming back, it makes it feel, it feels like riding a bike, man. You know, getting back into the city and into the swing of things, it just feels like riding a bike.
How are you keeping yourself busy this time of year or just throughout the days?
Throughout the days, I'm back. You know, I live in Phoenix, and you know there's nothing but golf in there. I do a lot of dealing with long drives. So I am golfing, but I do a lot of long drive stuff out there. And then my daughter, she's in flag football. She's 12 years old now. So it's her, and that is taking majority of my time.
What's your handicap?
they want to know that, don't they? I'm right around. I'm right now. I'm probably about a 7 or 8. But you know, when I'm playing consistently and not worried about trying to hit it so far, I can get down to a four.
So the long drive thing is really interesting, Jeremy. I've seen some other baseball players get involved in this. And even though you're a pitcher, there's just something about baseball players that the hand-eye coordination is just different with baseball players. So when did you start this up?
The long drive or just playing golf?
Yeah, the long drive.
The long drive just happened recently, probably about a year and a half ago. I was just going to practice one day out in Phoenix, and they was holding a long drive tournament, Arizona Long Drive. That's what it's called. And the guy was just like, "Hey, man, your swing looks pretty good. You want to try out?" He was like, "Just $40 to register. You know, get in there, hit five balls, see how far you can hit it." And dude, and when I tell you, it just took me for a whirlwind. I just kept on playing into it. You know, got my name out there, told him where I was, and you know, it's been a blessing, man. To be honest.
It kind of fuels some competitive desire, right, Jeremy? I think I've heard from other athletes I've talked to that, you know, they retire, but they're just so used to competing in something. Does this help?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is the competitive nature, you know, that we still have once the game is over. I'm talking about, I don't think we're ever going to lose that. I don't care how old we get. You know, the competitive spirit that we have, everything that we get into, we got to be the best at. So, especially with pitchers, you know, we're so critiqued at everything what we're doing. You know, this long drive, you know, it's about strength, but at the same time, you got to hit it right, you know, in order to get that distance. So, you know, in long drive, you know, you got a little competition in there, and that's the biggest thing we're looking for, but it's also, you know, just about the critiqueness of the driving.
Yeah, I'm curious too with the game tomorrow. You know, it's been a number of years removed from the game of baseball. Did you have to go out and like buy new gear to be ready to go?
No, they asked us if we had any stuff that we could bring. If not, you know, they'll provide us with a little bit of stuff. But you know, the Brewers take care of us, and they always have, and they always will. But yeah, I brought my glove. You know, I definitely brought my glove out here. I can't play with no other gloves of mine.
Well, I'm going to be curious to see where you are in the field and where you are in the batting order, right? I mean, I know some pitchers like to hit. You never really got that chance. One of the great criminal things about your career is that you never really got a chance to hit.
I didn't. Early in the beginning, I got a couple of at-bats, and that's all I wanted. I faced Gerrit Cole, Urena, Javi Guerra, and I faced one other minor leaguer. He just got called up. And I didn't do too well, so I'll stay out the box if they really need me to.
Jeremy, what do you make of today's pitchers who are throwing comfortably over 100 miles an hour? Of course, a guy like Jacob Mizorowski is an anomaly with what he's doing, but it seems like when you played, and it's not that long ago, if a dude threw 100, everybody knew who that guy was. And now it's every team has got somebody.
Yeah. You know, and I started seeing that, you know, probably about like my third year in the show, seeing in the minor leagues how these arms are getting developed and what the analytics is teaching these guys just on ball speed, you know, spin rate, all that stuff. And I knew it was coming, to be honest with you, you know, and they was telling us like, dude, all these guys behind you, they're coming quick because they're learning a lot of stuff off the analytics, how well to train their body in the off season. And like I said, it's impressive to see half the guys in the league throwing over 100 miles an hour.
I just don't know what to make of a dude throwing 104 in the eighth inning. Yeah. Like it doesn't make sense to me what Miz is able to do.
Yeah, and I believe it because, you know, when I was a starter coming up in the game, I got stronger as I went on. And that's what good starters do. If you see a good starter getting stronger as he goes on in the game, you know that's a good pitcher. Because, you know, with the mentality, the body strength, and to be able to continue to throw that hard after throwing 60 to 70 pitches, it's unbelievable.
Well, JJ, it was always a lot of fun to watch you on the mound. I remember that magical playoff run in 2018 and talking to you in Los Angeles. That feels like a memory from just yesterday. And it's going to be a lot of fun seeing you back on the field in Milwaukee this weekend.
Yes, sir. I really do appreciate it, man. I had a lot of fun times here.
Well, good stuff, JJ. Thanks for joining us. I hope the golf game went well. We'll check in again soon.